I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's get ready to rumble!
He's the fastest man on the planet. He'd have got there, rabbits.
Beers, beers and more beers. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
What about Andrew King? Put him in the second. Put him somewhere. He's too good for this game.
Yes, yes. Tuesday, 4 o'clock. You know what time it is. Teamless Tuesday, I think, without looking at these teams yet, this is all a live reaction. I think there's going to be a bit of carnage later in the week. Not so much basically what is named, but I definitely think teams are going to be having players back up. I think it's going to cause a lot of headaches for super coaches, and it's one of those weeks where we're going to have to sit by our phones and just hope that the mail comes through, the players are in, some players are out, and I think we're going to have to deal with that one as it is. Look, a very, very live reaction, as I said this week. These are the first time I've looked at the teams. The Titans taking on the Eels. The Titans line up with Brimson, Semi, Kelly, Herbert, Thompson, Ash Taylor, Jamal Fogarty, Jared Wallace, Clark, Fodawaker, Proctor, Fifita, Fasul Malawi, Peachy on the bench, Lasoni, Jolliffe, and Bo Firma. Look, the Titans, I think they're naming themselves. They're just trying to promote the best side they can in terms of making a run for the finals. Out of all those guys, I think Fifita is the only one that teams really should be targeting. There's a couple of pods here or there to chuck in, but those guys competing at the top, Fifita is definitely the man to be, I guess, aiming up at. For the Eels, Gutherson, Sivo, Opacic, Blake, Dunster, Brown, Moses, Campbell Gillard, Reid Marnie is back into the side, Junior Paulo, Isaiah Papali'i, Ryan Madison, Nathan Brown, the benches, Nakora, Sean Lane, Oregon Kafusi, and Bryce Cartwright. The Eels, they're just sort of motoring on, quietly going about their work this year. I think they're being a very, very good side to watch. I think they're putting on some good attacking footy, and there's definitely some grit and grind there when it needs to be. Eels teams of the past have sort of folded, and I think the Eels side have definitely the team on paper to go all the way. It's just whether they can click as a cohesive unit. For Supercoach, Isaiah Papali'i, obviously the standout there. Reid Marnie coming back into the side as well. I think a lot of teams are going to look to move Braley on for Marnie now that he's back. Definitely don't hate that pick at all. Considering how little attacking output Braley has been putting in, we know what Reid Marnie can do from the base to play the ball. Other things we can look at there, I guess Maddo, if he's going to go back to playing big minutes, he's looking very, very attractive. As we touched on before in previous weeks, if he can get back to that form that he showed in weeks gone by, he's a guy to have in your team for the run home, a guy that'll average 60-65 on his year without any attacking stats, but it's just a case of him getting big minutes and moving back into that sort of big workload that we know that he can produce. The Seagulls taking on Manly. What a fall from grace the Seagulls had last week. No Turbo, obviously, who is named this week. I think he's a pretty long odds to play, though. I guess it's a case of how much Des rates this Dragon side, and if he can go a week without resting Tommy, or if he has to play. We know that he played big minutes against the Bulldogs in their preparation for Origin, which I think is going to have a big impact on Trbojevic. Look, as I said, he names himself at one. Jason Saab and Ruben Garrick on the wings, two guys that sort of let a lot of teams down last week. Garrick got 50-odd at fullback, but I think a lot of people were hoping for the form he showed against the Cowboys, where he put up triple figures. Saab, we know that he scored 12. I was actually doing some research into Jason Saab, and that was the biggest points differential anyone's ever had in Supercoach, from the high that he had to the low that he had last week. Brad Parker, Morgan Harper in the centres. The halves are Kieran Foran and Cherry Evans. Paseka, Croker, Tapau, Olakuatu. Josh Schuster is back in the starting side for Manly, back from that injury, which is always good to see. Sean Kepi at 13, the benches. Dylan Walker, Carl Lawton, Kurt DeLewis, and Toafua Sipley. For the Dragons, this is a side that is hugely different compared to weeks gone by. We know that they're splitting up a lot of their suspensions over the weeks, but this is a side that is still pretty decimated with suspensions. Tyrell Sloan at fullback, Cody Ramsey and Jared Beal on the wings, Jack Bird, Braden Williami in the centres, Corey Norman, Ben Hunt in the halves, Laurie McCulloch, DeBellin up front, Josh Kerr, Tarek Sims in the back row, and Jackson Ford at 13. The benches, Farmasuli, Jermaine Snow-Brown coming in on loan from the Warriors, Josh Maguire and Billy Burns. I think the If Turbo can start and get through this game, I don't think it's an issue as to who's going to win this, especially with the Dragons and the culture that they've got around the club at the moment. Look, the Raiders, they're taking on the Sharks. I think this one will be a good close matchup. I probably have the Sharks just ahead of here if their Origin stars can back up. They've got Xavier Savage at fullback, Valame and Jordan Ruffin on the wings, Jared Croker and Sebastian Chris in the centres, White and Williams in the halves, Papali'i, Emre Gula and Josh Hodgson up front, Hadwira Naira, Hudson Young, Ryan Sutton, and the benches Starling, Tarpany, Soliola and Ryan James. For the Sharks, Will Kennedy, Sione Katoa, Ronaldo Molotalo, Connor Tracy, Jesse Ramian, Trindle and Johnson in the halves, Tolman, Blake Braley, Aaron Woods, Britton Nakora, Teague Wilton, Toby Rudolph in the back row, Hirotti, Talakai, Jack Williams, and Braden Hemmanueli on the bench. As I said, I like the Raiders here just because of, I guess, the promise that they showed in last week, that they're a quality side on paper, and it's just a case of whether they can click and get it all together. But the Sharks had a good win against the Warriors. I think the Warriors sort of threw it away a little bit, but Sean Johnson had the ball on a string off his boot inside 20 metres, and that was the deciding factor for me. But I do like the Raiders in this one. From a Supercoach standpoint, not much from the Raiders. Josh Papali's putting out some good numbers, so if he can get back from Origin unscathed and you're looking for a bit of a differential front row forward, I don't mind Josh Papali'i. As for the Sharks, the standard guys we talk about week in, week out, I think should be staples in your team. The Cowboys taking on the Sydney Roosters. Roosters, after a good gutsy win against the Bulldogs last week, I think they're going to be the ones to beat here, just a team of quality stars. And if they can get through Origin unscathed, like is a common theme of this week, I think they'll be too hard to handle. Tedesco, Tupou, Ikavalu on the wings, Morris and Manu in the centres, Hutchinson, Walker in the halves, JWH, Sam Verrills, Isaac Leo up front, Angus Crichton, Satili Tupanu in the back row, and Victor Radley at 13. Their bench is Lachlan Lamb, Nat Butcher, Egan Butcher, and Fletcher Baker. For the Cowboys, Valentine Holmes, Kyle Felt, Hemiso, Tabuai Fido, Lemueli, Tua Lungi, Drinkwater, Dearden, Francis Molo, Reece Robson, Jordan McLean, Shane Wright, Mitch Dunn, Jason Tamalolo at 13. The bench is Granville, Gilbert, Hess, and Peter Holler. As I said, I think the Roosters are going to be too strong for this one. Supercoach players to be looking at. I mean, Teddy's always going to be there or thereabouts. I don't think he's the number one or two option for fullback for the run home. I think it'll be a nice little pod for you. Daniel Tupou, despite not doing huge amounts of, I guess, attacking output last week, he still pumped out a 50, which is always good to see from a winger with good base. Joey Manu goes back to centre, which is a bit of a slide against him. He has a good matchup this week. I think he'll capitalise well, but moving forward, I'm not too sure how he'll go. Matt Ikavalu put out just another great score on that wing. He'll be getting ball all day long. Jared Rhea Hargraves puts out good numbers week in, week out. A little bit inconsistent for me to pick him up. Went through a really good spell a couple of weeks ago, then sort of fell off. But JWH will be a great pod moving forward. Angus Crichton, we know he's a gun. But yeah, I think that's about it for superstars. For the Cowboys, there isn't too much here I'd love to look at, apart from Valentine Holmes to fill in your centre wing spot. Probably is a fourth or fifth option. The Storm taking on the Knights. No Ryan Papenhuyzen, not starting, not on the bench, not on the extended bench, still a little bit away. So Nico Hines owners, I think, hold. Yeah, you're going to lose some cash, but as I've been pretty vocal about, if you hold, you're still going to get some great points out of him. The cash isn't really the priority. As I said, Nico Hines at one, Jennings, Adokar in the wings, Remus Smith, Ollam in the centres, Munster, Jerome Hughes, Jesse Bromwich, the Cheese, and Christian Walsh up front, Felice Kafusi, Kenny Bromwich, Dale Finucane, Aaron Booth, Tui Kamikamika, Chris Lewis, Aaron Panay on the bench, for the Knights, Kalen Ponga, Dom Young, Kurt Mann, Anari Tuala, Heimel Hunt in the halves of Clifford Pierce. Up front, both Saifidi boys, Jaden Brayley. Back row is Frizzell. He's back into the side, which will be a big, big inclusion for them. I think Frizzell is a pretty good pod to pick up as well for your 2RFs if he is available. Something I'm going to be looking at as well, but limited trades, unfortunately. He partners Lachlan Fitzgibbon and Mitch Punnett at 13. The bench is Watson, Clemmer, King, and Brody Jones. I think the Storm will just be too good for this one, despite having numerous players back up from Origin. I think the Storm, that is too much of a good system to really miss a beat, even though players will be coming in and out due to representative football. The Knights, they're building to something. I think they'll make a really good run for the finals. I just think this game will be too much to overcome from them. From a Supercoach standpoint, as I said, Nico Hines, if you hold him, I still think he's going to put out some great output for you in the centre wings until Ryan Papenhuyzen is back. Cam Munster looks to be coming into his own a little bit. If you want to take a punt on him, I think he'll be a great option to have moving forward. I still think Cody Walker is the dominant 5'8 to have in your team, but Munster is definitely there or thereabouts. Jerome Hughes didn't do a great job a couple of weeks ago when people would have brought him in for Cleary, but I still think he's definitely worth a hold. The Cheese is going to continue to put out good scores until Grant is back. From the Knight side of things, you guys know how much I'm a huge fan of Callum Ponga. With the run that he has coming home, I think he should be the second best fullback moving forward. Dom Young, as much as I love the kid, I think it's too late to be picking up these cheap centre wings. As I said, Frizzell I'm really big on. Jaden Brayley needs to find his attacking form again. And Mitch Barnett, I think if the team still have him, I'll be looking at moving him on. But apart from that, I think a lot of the guys are just pods for you to have. But yeah, the key ones to have I've already listed. The Warriors taking on the Penrith Panthers, and a big, big inclusion for the Warriors is Chad Townsend and Tohu Harris on the extendeds. I'll touch on them in a minute, but they line up with Reece Walsh, Dallin Watene's Lesniak, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck on the wings, with Rocco Berry and Marcelo Montoya in the centres, Cody Nikorima, Sean O'Sullivan, Adam Fanua-Blake, Wade Egan, Matt Lodge, Eli Katoa, Bailey Simon, and Jazz Tavunga at 13, Josh Curran, Leeson Armiau, Bunty Afoa, and Kane Evans on the bench. As I said, Chad Townsend and Tohu Harris both named on the extendeds along with Ewan Aiken. So, look, I don't think they're going to play this week, but if you did sell Tohu last week, it's a bit of salt to the wounds. If he's being named on the extendeds, I definitely see him coming back relatively soon. I'd even say as early as next week. So, look, the Warriors are making a big, big push for the finals. There's a couple of vulnerable spots there up for grabs, and they play the best footy with Tohu there. I think he needs to be in the squad, and whether that be they needle him up until the end of the year. Yeah, I think he'll be very, very close to coming back. If it's not this week, I think definitely next. So if you guys at held, it's only a 3-week injury at max, I believe. As for their opponents, the Penrith Panthers, still on Nathan Cleary. This was the third week of the injury, so I think the earliest he would be back is next week. I've heard no real talk about it, so we'll have to, I guess, work out what's happening there. They line up with Dylan Edwards, Charlie Staines, Brian Toto on the wings, Stephen Crichton and Brett Naden in the centres, Matt Burton, Tyron May in the halves, Moses Leota, Api Korosau, and James Fisher-Harris up front in the back row. Viliami Kikau, Kurt Catewell, and Isaiah Yeo at 13. The bench, Mitch Kenny, Scott Sorensen, Spencer Lenu, Liam Martin. I guess it depends on who backs up here. I always like the Warriors. I think they're always underpriced, and yeah, they haven't performed in recent weeks, but I still can't go away from them against the Penrith Panthers, who do struggle without their halves. They're missing Luai and Cleary, so they're 6 and 7. It's hard to see which one this game goes. I think if all the Penrith boys back up, Toto, Capewell, Isaiah, Yeo, they might be too strong. But at the moment, if they don't back up, I definitely like the Warriors. At a bit of a price, the Broncos taking on the West Tigers in a battle of the spoon. This won't be a fantastic game. I have the Broncos on top here. They line up with Tessie New, Corey Oates, Tony Staggs, Herbie Farnworth, Xavier Coates, Tyson Gamble, Brody Croft in the back line. The forward pack will be Reece Kennedy, Jake Turpin, Payne Haas, Alex Glenn, TC Rabadi, Kobe Hetherington, with Corey Pakes, Thomas Flegler, Keenan Palacia, and Jordan Rickey on the bench. For the Tigers, Dane Laurie, David Nofaluma, Junior Pauga, James Roberts, Kemba Marlaw, Adam Dewey, Luke Brooks, Stefano Tuimakanu, Jacob Little, James Tamu, Luke Garner, Lucian Leilua, Thomas McKaylee. The bench is Joe Offahengawi, Alex Twal, Tuki Simpkins, great to see him get a run, and Moses Mbai as well. A lot of two debutants for the Tigers. Tuki Simpkins, there is big raps on him. I don't know too much about Junior Pauga, but fantastic to see those boys get named, get a run. As a Tigers fan, it's always good to see juniors come through that other clubs will inevitably take off us for much reduced fees and turn them into world beaters. The last game, the Rabbitohs taking on the Bulldogs. This will be Cody Walker captain written all over it. Fullback Latrell Mitchell, wing Alex Johnson, who is on absolute fire. Tane Milne, who absolutely tore it up as well. The centres, Dane Gagai, Campbell Graham. The halves, Reynolds Walker, Nichols, Cook, Burgess up front, Keon Kulmutangi, Jaden Sewer in the back row, Cam Murray at 13. The bench is Benji Marshall, Liam Knight, Patrick Mago, and Jacob Host. For the Bulldogs, Nick Meaney, Corey Allen, Will Hopper-Wade, Aaron Schopp. The winger is Manu. The halves are Lachlan Lewis and Jake Averillo. Jack Hetherington, Sione Katoa, and Luke Thompson in the front row. Corey Waddell, Josh Jackson, Renault Fatoni. The bench is Bondi Otto, Dylan Napa, Sia Menefagai, and Joe Simpson. I see no world where the Bulldogs come close to beating this Rabbitohs side that is absolutely flying on the back of Cody Walker. And as I said at the start of this team lists, I think Cody Walker's got the captaincy written all over him the way he's playing. Even chuck it on Alex Johnson if you can see the try-scoring record and form continue. But that's going to wrap up Teamless Tuesday, guys. I think it's a week where we're going to have to wait and see what happens before game day, before deciding on teams to pick. I think a lot of teams are going to have trades in mind. But yeah, for now, keep your friends close and keep your pods closer.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.